From Tidbits on January 28th, 2013. This is Nebulous Notes for iOS Makes Markdown Easy by Josh Centers. Just a note before we start, this article is pretty code intensive, so check out the original at tidbits.com to follow along and download examples. Thanks! Here at Tidbits, we rely on the venerable BBEdit to write our articles. Among its many powerful features, it offers syntax coloring for the Markdown format that we use for articles, connects to the Subversion repository our homebrew Tidbits publishing system uses, and lets us use clippings, text factories, and scripts that simplify creating articles in Markdown. Unfortunately, for those of us who are starting to write while on the iPad while out and about, BBEdit isn't available on the iPad. The app I've found that comes closest to the power and flexibility of BBEdit on iOS is Nuclear Elements Nebulous Notes, which is compatible with both the iPad and iPhone. Nebulous Notes gives you control over your typeface, text color, and background color. I'm a fan of the Inconsolata typeface 25-point with a slightly off-white background. I also like the second default theme, a tribute to the Apple II, with the Monaco typeface in green on a black background. As a writer, I appreciate Nebulous Notes' word, character, and line counts, which can be enabled in settings. A surprising feature is its ability to sync to Evernote for those who rely heavily on that service. Of course, like any respectable iOS text editor, it syncs with Dropbox documents and supports the Text Expander iOS app. Nebulous Notes also offers powerful preview functions. You can preview HTML, Markdown, or rich text. While previewing a document, you can output to HTML, open text in other apps, or send HTML-rendered email messages. You can even customize your preview with CSS. Many iOS text editors like iAwriter and ByWord offer an extra row of on-screen buttons for navigation and otherwise hard-to-reach characters. Nebulous Notes does too, but with the added bonus that you can customize the buttons to insert any text you wish, find and edit text, or even change the cursor's position. This is what sets Nebulous Notes apart from the field. Oddly, this utility bar in Nebulous Notes is turned off by default, but it's easy to enable in the settings. While in the settings menu, you can also add, delete, and rearrange the macros in your bar. By default, the utility bar is filled with sample macros which give you an idea of the things you can do. Feel free to delete those that you don't like, as there are numerous example macros in the settings that can be added or removed from the utility bar at any time. A macro can be as simple as a single key, like an asterisk, which otherwise requires switching first to the numeric keypad and then to the punctuation keyboard. That's a time saver, but what makes macros really interesting is the special codes you can use. These start with a dollar sign. For example, $select in a macro by itself will select the word your cursor is in when you press its button. You can then call another macro that contains the $sel variable to add text around that selection. If you wanted to wrap your selected text inside angle brackets, you would create a macro that looked like this, with an opening angle bracket, $, and then sel, and a closing angle bracket. If you then name that macro with just a opening angle bracket and a closing angle bracket, and then you select a word, you can press that button to wrap that word in angle brackets. You can get even more creative. Here at Tidbits, we use Markdown reference-style links, except we extended them to become lazy links, which eliminates the need to match the names of the source and destination tags, and instead relies on the order of the source links in a paragraph matching the order of the destination URLs below that paragraph. So instead of links being numbered or named, they all have asterisks instead. I decided to adapt some of Federico Viticci's Markdown macros to use here at Tidbits for link creation. One of the macros I adapted turns a selected text into a link. In the following example, I used $sel to stand in for the selected text. The macro then places the brackets and asterisk around the selected text. Then the $cursor command places the cursor at the end of the placed text so I can keep on typing. So it looks like an opening square bracket, $sel, closing square bracket, another opening square bracket, asterisk, closing square bracket, $cursor. I then have a second macro to paste and format the corresponding URL. It looks like this, with an opening square bracket, asterisk, closing square bracket, colon, space, $paste. I name this macro with just an opening square bracket, asterisk, closing square bracket, and a colon. It simply adds the markdown syntax to signify the link's destination, then paste the clipboard's contents. With that macro, I have to manually move to the end of the paragraph and paste the link, which is almost always all I want to do. Fortunately, I was able to create a macro named with a downward pointing arrow in Nebulous Notes to move the cursor down with a tap on the utility bar. Another thing you could do is add the $bottom command to the previous macro, which would then move the cursor to the end of the document before adding the macro text. So my final workflow looks like this. Select the link text and tap the opening square bracket, asterisk, closing square bracket button. Switch to Safari, copy the URL, and switch back to Nebulous Notes. Move to the end of the paragraph by tapping the down button. Tap the opening square bracket, asterisk, closing square bracket, asterisk button to complete the link. It's not as fast as it is on the Mac using Keyboard Maestro macros or Dr. Drang's BB Edit Apple scripts, but it's way faster than writing links out by hand, especially when using the iPad's virtual keyboard. Overall, the macro feature Nebulous Notes comes pretty close to what you can do with BB Edit clippings or Keyboard Maestro macros on the Mac. But as with anything in iOS, there are limits to what you can do. One big limitation of macros is that you can't combine the $select command with other commands inside a macro. It has to be alone in a macro. So you can't yet create a macro that applies itself to whatever word your cursor is on. You must first select the word, then apply the macro. Another limitation is that there is no automatic way to add content to the end of a paragraph. And unfortunately, you don't have access to any in-app cheat sheet or your custom keyboard row while editing macros. So you must memorize the commands you'd like to use. Hopefully a future version will address some of these limitations. Unfortunately, Nebulous Notes has a few other flaws. One big missing feature is the lack of browser navigation in the Markdown preview. If you click on a link to make sure it's correct, there is no back button. You have to first leave the preview and then re-enter the preview. Another missing feature is syntax highlighting, which would make writing correct Markdown much easier. There is a bug that can prevent you from scrolling past a certain point in the document, but it's easily fixed by rotating the screen. I also wish I could turn off resizing the text by pinching, because I often accidentally shrink my text while trying to switch between apps on the iPad, something I do whenever I'm copying URLs from Safari. Another thing that bothers me is there's no way to sync settings between devices. You can export your macros to Dropbox, but on the import side it's all or nothing, so you have to replace all of your existing macros each time. The lack of syncing becomes truly annoying if you use Nebulous Notes on both the iPhone and iPad, because you have to set up themes in each and manually import and export your macros. These nits and annoyances aside, if you're serious about writing on iOS, Nebulous Notes is worth a look. If you want to kick the tires before spending $4.99, the free, ad-supported Nebulous Notes Lite has all the features of the full version and could be sufficient if you need it only occasionally. I had no trouble writing the first draft of this review in Nebulous Notes, and I look forward to drafting many more Tidbits articles in it while I'm out and about. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Bare Bones, Crash Plan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related notes, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, wishing you happy hacking.